Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look at the readings for this Mass, Wednesday of the second week of Advent. And it's interesting to me. One commentator says, Christ commands us to come to him when we are burdened, because he does not faint nor grow weary. He commands us, not commands us in the sense that he's going to do awful things to us. He commands us, he calls us, please come to him first when we are burdened, because he does not faint or grow weary. We need never fear that we are hidden from or disregarded by the Lord, because we never are. So, brothers and sisters, let's look at the readings for today, keeping that in mind, that the Lord wants us to come to him when we are in need and when we're burdened. And it's the same way on the other side, when we're thankful, when something has gone well, when we received a great joy, come to the Lord and thank him, because he is the author of it all. Come to him. Time of need and time of gratitude, come to him. Almighty God, says the opening prayer, who commands us to prepare the way for Christ the Lord, grant in your kindness, we pray, that no infirmity may weary us as we long for the comforting presence of our heavenly physician, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Have you ever talked to God as the heavenly physician? Bring to him your needs, whether they be physical or mental, whatever, emotional, bring your needs to the Lord. He wants to come to us. He is the heavenly physician. It doesn't mean don't go to a doctor, but go to Christ first. Go to the Lord first. He is your Father. He wants to help you. The first reading today is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 25 to 31. To whom can you liken me as an equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things. He leads out their army and numbers them, calling them all by name. By his great might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. Why, O Jacob, do you say and declare, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my right is disregarded by my God? Do you ever say that to God? And the reading goes on to say, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the eternal God, creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint. He does not grow weary, and his knowledge is beyond scrutiny. He gives strength to the fainting. For the weak, he makes vigor abound. Though young men faint and grow weary, and youths stagger and fall, they that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar as with eagle's wings. They will run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint. Hear that. When you're very tired and you still have more to do in your day that's necessary, and come to the Lord and say, Lord, help me. Please help me. And he will. He will help you. Don't be afraid. If he doesn't answer you the first time, ask him again. If you think you're not asking for the right thing, then let's get that straightened out first. But take your needs to the Lord. He will help you. And then we read from Psalm 103, oh, bless the Lord, my soul. Bless the Lord, my soul. All my being, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Don't forget. I remember things that God did for me when I was very young. I know what he does for me now, and I thank him for them all. He pardons all your iniquities. He heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with kindness and compassion. Merciful and gracious is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. Not according to our sins does he deal with us, nor does he requite us according to our crimes. God has mercy. Turn to him. Confess your wrongdoing. And he brings kindness. He brings healing. He brings help. And then we take a look at a very, very short gospel for today. Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." Brothers and sisters, it's a very short gospel, but think of that. My yoke is easy and my burden light. Turn to him. Say, "Lord, these are the crosses that you've given me. I need help." Please turn to the Lord always in your needs. It's amazing sometimes what he does. Sometimes you hear nothing. He's testing whether you are faithful, whether you will come back to him. And come back to him again. Ask him for help. He loves you. He needs you. He needs you to be his servant, to bring his justice, his love, his mercy through you to many people who today are in need of it badly. Please, if you've been angry with someone, please go and express your sorrow. Maybe you had a reason to be angry, but nevertheless, go to that person and say, "Yes, I'm angry, but I really do love you. I care about you. That's why I got angry. Give me the grace. Please give me the grace to bless you." I want to read something from Monsignor Sanchez. He was the postulator for the cause of canonization of St. Juan Diego. And I want to read this to you because I think it speaks volumes. "The life of Juan Diego demonstrates that prayer is essential to a life of humility and sanctity." Luis Tanco, a 17th century priest who compiled documentation on the Guadalupan event, describes St. Juan Diego's prayerfulness in this way, and I quote, "He had time for prayer in that way in which God knows how to make those who love him understand. According to each person's capacity, when to exercise deeds of virtue and sacrifice." Likewise, in the important Guadalupan document known as Nikon Modupano, we read how St. Juan Diego strived to deepen his spiritual life. He would prostrate himself before the Lady from Heaven and invoke her fervently. Frequently, he would go to confession, receive communion, fast, do penance, and hide in the shadows in order to give himself up in prayer alone. In the important mission trusted to Juan Diego, Our Lady of Guadalupe confirms his dignity and casts away his fear, for she is his mother, just as she is the mother of all who place themselves under her protection. In choosing Juan Diego, God again chose the humble and the unpretentious, to manifest his omnipotence, his eternal wisdom, and his constant love. Brothers and sisters, I wanted to read that to you. It's quite a little meditation on Juan Diego and Our Lady at Guadalupe. We need in these days to turn even more to the Blessed Mother. Turn to the Lord first of all, and then to his mother. Ask them for help during these difficult times. That's what God wants to do. He wants to hear our prayers, but if we ignore him, or we just say a very, very quick prayer, please, brothers and sisters, please, we need to be praying more. Even if you can only say one decade of the rosary today and give it full attention, do that. If you can say a whole rosary today, do that. Ask Our Lady for help in our trials and our challenges and our difficulties right now, because he wants to help us. But if we don't turn to him, we're saying, in effect, I'll take care of this myself. And we can't. What we're going through right now with the pandemic, what we're going through right now in all of the difficult situations we face, the loss of finances, the loss of homes, the difficulties that people are enduring these days, brothers and sisters, let us all turn to God. If you can give him a rosary a day and ask him, Lord Jesus, have mercy on us. Through your mother, help us. Please, brothers and sisters, let us do that, because God is waiting for us to ask him. So often we think, well, yeah, this is what I'm dealing with, but I don't know. God wouldn't pay any attention to me. Yes, God would. God would pay great attention to you, and he would help you. Might be a day, might be 2 days, might be a week. I don't know, but he will answer your prayer. So, brothers and sisters, on this day, let us thank God for Our Lady at Guadalupe, that she comes, that she seeks to protect us and to help us and to bring us then to her Son. Please open your heart. It's not just a whim or an idea. It's from God. Open your heart. Please begin to pray. And I will pray with you, as I've said before. I'm praying for our country, for the problems that we're facing right now, for the future. Please let us pray for our country, our church, and ourselves. And God will abundantly give you blessing. I know he will. Let's make this our radio program's rosary. Let's make it ours and pray it every day. Let's see what God does for us. May God, in all of his kindness, hear our prayer and answer us. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.